Well, in Charles Dickens' Christmas classic, A Christmas Carol, Scrooge was visited by three visitors one Christmas Eve that changed his life. He was visited by the ghosts of Christmas past. He was visited by the ghosts of Christmas present. And then he was visited by the ghosts of Christmas future. And having had these three ghostly visitors, his life was changed, and I guess he got the spirit of Christmas. But it was the vision of the future that really changed the direction of his life. So tonight, let's take a journey into the future. Our journey is not fantasy. Our journey is reality. And so let's talk about a place where all who are in Christ will go. It is the place of light. We live in an age called the age of the church. God is building his church. There will come a day, we don't know when it is, it could happen any moment, when Jesus will come into the clouds. He will, there in an event called the rapture, the sound of the archangel, the sound of the trumpet. And those of us who are alive will be caught up together in the clouds. We will meet the Lord in the air. And the Bible says that we will, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, shortly after that, it is my view that it is shortly after that, though the next event is not triggered by the rapture of the church. But I believe personally that it will not be long after the rapture when another period of time will begin called the tribulation, and it will be a 7-year terrible time where God pours out his wrath upon the world. There will be natural disasters as part of God's judgment. The world's stage will change militarily and politically and economically. It will be an unbelievable time of judgment, and yet God will be merciful, and men and women, boys and girls around the world will come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. The end of this tribulation period begins, it closes with the second advent, when Jesus comes to the earth the second time. The first time he came, the time we're celebrating Christmas. The second time when he comes to the earth will be when he will come in judgment. And he will judge all the nations that are gathered against his people. And then Jesus will set up a wonderful rule. This earth that has been so desecrated by sin for all of these years and will have been devastated by judgment will again flourish. Jesus will reign for 1,000 years. Satan will be bound. And it will be a wonderful time. At the end of that, there will be a rebellion, and then there will be one final judgment. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. The 20th chapter of the Revelation tells us about it. And then after that Great White Throne Judgment, the Apostle Peter tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3 that the earth will now go through a renovation. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and then we will begin eternity. Now, there is much more about this new heaven and this new earth that the Bible tells us. But let me read to you a little bit about this place that is that will be a place of light. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. This is John 21 and also in 22. For the first heaven and earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like jasper, clear as crystal. And the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof, and the nations of them, or the peoples of them which are saved, shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And there shall be no night there, no need for candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. This place is going to be a wonderful place of light. So there's a place of light. And if you desire something better, I want to tell you there's a wonderful place awaiting for you. It's heaven. This is the place of light. But then I want to talk about the people of light. Who are the people that go to this place of light? The Apostle Paul was under arrest for preaching the gospel. He stands before a powerful ruler. His life was on the line as he stands before this king. The man's name was Agrippa. But rather than talking about his court case, all Paul wanted to do was talk about his conversion to Christ. And so, rather than plea his cause, he tells about the time when Jesus Christ changed his life. And he tells the story how he was on the road to Damascus and all that God did when God brought him to a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told King Agrippa about the mission that God had given him. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. His mission was to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. In another book, the book of 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul talked about the gospel, the good news that saved his life. He says this, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The people of light are people who have come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is all possible because of the person of light. Jesus really is the reason for the season, as you hear so often. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you come to the place of light? Or do you want to go to the place of light? You must come to the person of light. Jesus ends his book of Revelation with these words, "The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Tonight, this service is really about the light. He who is the light of the world. And oh, if you do not know him, would you come to the light? We're going to light the candles tonight as part of our